Tonight on the Worldview Weekend Hour, my guest, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, the 2020 presidential election. There was apparently an attempt at a communist coup, and they were using what we're told are corrupt voting machines, and maybe some software we've talked about in the past, right? Well, you'll learn who the deep state actors are tied to these voting machines, and you'll learn about the corrupt countries, communist countries, that have used these voting machines. And my friends, it appears as though this entire coup is being exposed. The Worldview Weekend Hour begins right now.
WVW TV presents the Worldview Weekend Hour with Brannon House. Whether the topic is law, science, government, economics, history, family, social issues, education, or theology, Brannon brings the issues of today into clear focus through the lens of a biblical worldview. And now, here is your host, Brannon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Weekend Hour. I'm Brannon House. My guests tonight live, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones. Don't forget, these are the ones that broke the story of the hammer and scorecard software back in, I think it was December of 2015, folks. So they've been covering this a very long time. We got some very important video clips to play for you tonight that involve Sidney Powell, the attorney for Michael Flynn, but also apparently, I guess now one of the attorneys for Donald Trump, President Trump. And we're going to play some clips for you tonight and then have my guest, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, respond. They're joining us tonight via phone for security reasons. We're not going to show their faces. Mary and Alan, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys. All right, before we go to some clips of Maria from Fox News, I want to deal with something that's been going on this week, and that is a lot of pressure being applied to myself and to others who have been reporting on this, and particularly talking about Dennis Montgomery or the scorecard or the hammer software. A lot of pressure from people tied to the intelligence community to not talk about this. Methinks thou protesteth too much. That phrase comes to mind. But I want to quickly, because I know we've mentioned this on radio this week, so I don't want to belabor the point. Got a lot of new material to cover tonight. But I want to address the fact, Mary and Alan, that if this guy is so lacking in credibility, why this? You write that the whistleblower tapes, confidential audio recordings released by U.S. District Judge G. Murray Snow's courtroom in November of 2015 reveal that scorecard was deployed by the Obama team against Florida election computers to steal the 2012 presidential election on behalf of President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. You go on to state the scorecard steals elections by tampering with the computers at the transfer points of state election computer systems and outside third-party election data vaults as votes are being transferred. We'll get into that tonight. But you guys also reveal the fact that the information related to Dennis Montgomery is that he was brought in and interviewed, and he was interviewed twice and given immunity by the FBI. Which one of you wants to address all this information about Dennis Montgomery and scorecard or hammer not being real? Because we got a lot of questions, right?
Let me run through that quickly. So the confidential tapes, they expose some of this information. But that's not what counts, because at some point we found that Dennis Montgomery was put under the state secrets privilege and a government protective order. That's basically a state muzzle. So that should he speak and tell what he knows, then he's committing treason. Now, Carlotta Wells from the Department of Justice said if this was to cover up government malfeasance, then it's null and void. But beyond that, you don't put the highest level of a state secrets privilege on him if he has nothing to tell. He also holds a TSSCI top security clearance, SAP specific. Now, beyond that, Montgomery received two immunity agreements, one for production, one for his testimony. In August of 2015, he handed over 47 hard drives. After they were verified, in December of 2015, he then testified in the FBI Washington, D.C. field office about the 47 hard drives and some of the information contained therein. What he was telling, he did. If he had told a lie while under oath and being videotaped, he would be in prison. He is not in prison. So he received two immunity agreements, one for his testimony and one for production of the 47 hard drives. Then what the person that he received these immunity agreements from is not only the DOJ's Deborah Curtis, but also the former FBI director, James Baker. James Baker not only granted these immunity agreements as the FBI general counsel. Did I say former director? Because it's the general counsel. Interestingly, went before two congressional committees. Before those two congressional committees, he told that he had information that a CIA whistleblower, Dennis Montgomery, told that government officials were spying on other government officials and Americans. That is FBI General Counsel former. That's his sworn testimony before two congressional committees. Now, that information wasn't to come out, but Representative Doug Collins, he dropped that tape. And that is Baker testifying to what Montgomery did.
So, Alan, why do folks within the intelligence community seem to be working so hard to keep us reporting or talking about Hammer or Scorecard and Dennis Montgomery?
That's a very good question. I don't think we can paint everyone who comes from the intelligence community with the same brush. So there may be differing opinions. So I can't really answer that question for you. We've just presented the facts as we understand them.
All right. So today, Maria had on General Flynn's, if you'll come to me, hon. By the way, someone reminded me last week that I kept referring to her as Babe, and a lot of new listeners are probably wondering who Babe is. Babe is my producer and also my wife, so I apologize to all the new people last week who didn't know who Babe is. That's my wife sitting over there producing. But I want to go to the video and audio of Sidney Powell. She is General Flynn's attorney, and don't forget General Flynn, he was the head of the, what was it called, Department of Intelligence Agency, the DIA, is that right, Mary?
That's correct, and so that is the Department of Defense, that's their intelligence arm.
Okay, let's go to, so she's his attorney, she now apparently is working with the Donald Trump campaign, look at what she said, we're going to go to this and then stop it and let them comment along the way, because you got to kind of read between the lines, here we go.
Yes, well, he is listed as its former Admiral Peter Neffinger, or retired Admiral Peter Neffinger. He is president and on the board of directors of Smartmatic. And it just so happens he's on Mr. Biden's presidential transition team that's going to be non-existent because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. And President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by the people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
Wow. So, Sydney, you feel that you will be able to prove this. Do you have the software in your possession? Do you have the hardware in your possession? How will you prove this, Sydney?
Well, I've got lots of ways to prove it, Maria, but I'm not going to tell on national TV what all we have. I just can't do that.
All right. So we'll pause right there. Come back to Mary and Alan. And Mary, you want to respond to that? So here she is. She's saying that you got this admiral. Maybe tell me a little about him connected to Joe Biden. And what was she saying he's involved with, please?
Well, she's talking about Smartmatic and also really she's talking referencing Dominion. But you should know that when Montgomery handed over the 47 hard drives, it contained the information of Dominion and Smartmatic being hacked. And he also testified about those two voting systems in that FBI field office SCIF.
All right.
Now, a SCIF is a secure room.
And what I'm showing on the screen right now, Alan or Mary, I don't know which one of you wants to explain this graphic I'm looking at right here. What am I looking at? Explain this to the viewer so we can understand how this software that was developed in 2003 by reportedly Dennis Montgomery, it was reportedly taken by the Obama administration within about 2 weeks of them coming into office and then turned against the American people. You guys report that it was put onto computers provided by the FBI, then under the leadership of Director Mueller, which is interesting. They would pick him to be this, the guy they wanted to investigate the Russian hoax and all this. So knowing that this hammer or scorecard, that all of this was developed in 2003 to keep America safe, to try to stop the communists from stealing elections overseas, that it's turned against the American people in 2009 and reportedly used in this election for this attempted communist coup or coup d'etat. So what? Explain this graph in layman terms. What are we seeing here, guys?
Well, so what you're seeing is its scorecard is it steals elections by tampering with the computers at the transfer points. So it goes into the state election computers, the Secretary of State's computer, and as it hits the internet, and as it's going to outside third-party election data vaults, that is it's a prismatic scoring algorithm, and as it is at the transfer points, that's when the vote is stolen. So it's in between, during the transfer points, that the vote is stolen and the numbers are changed.
All right, let's go to our next clip by Sidney Powell this morning with Maria. Here's our next clip.
But this is a massive election fraud, and I'm very concerned it involved not only Dominion and its Smartmatic software, but that the software essentially was used by other election machines also. It's the software that was the problem. Even their own manual explains how votes can be wiped away. They can put, it's like drag and drop Trump votes to a separate folder and then delete that folder. It's absolutely brazen how people bought this system and why they bought this system. In fact, every state that bought Dominion for sure should have a criminal investigation or at least a serious investigation of the officers in the states who bought the software. We've even got evidence of some kickbacks, essentially.
All right, let's talk about that real quick. There should be an investigation.
So- Yeah, there should, because Dominion had back doors in order to access it. But the scorecard can access this. But what you started seeing in the election was that it was a landslide for Trump. And so the scorecard could not even keep up with the massive vote, the massive landslide for Trump. And so what they began doing then was cloning blocks of votes. So they were cloning blocks of votes. You know, so think about that. You're no longer just stealing the typical amount. You had to clone the blocks because it was such a massive landslide for Trump. So the blocks that were created to steal the election were then replicated multiple times across 10 states.
By the way, folks, again, reminding you who we're talking to, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, they were the ones to investigate and to break the idea of this software in December of 2015. Correct, Alan?
We first published about the hammer in 2015 with a transcription of the whistleblower tapes. This was the first time anyone without, obviously, the highest clearance had ever heard of the hammer. And we actually didn't break scorecard until this past August, and that's mentioned in our book, The Hammer is the Key to the Coup, which is available on Amazon.
And Alan, maybe explain again the difference between the hammer and the scorecard, remind folks as well as for new folks.
Sure. So the hammer is a giant supercomputer system. It's a foreign surveillance system designed to, as Mary mentioned, to keep America safe after 9/11. So what they're doing with the hammer at the Defense Department and later the CIA got involved, is they're looking for the bad guys. They're looking for terrorist communications through phone, text messages, email, chats, etc., around the world, but not here domestically. And they're also looking at our foreign adversaries like Russia and China and Iran to see what they're up to. So very important to keep our country safe. However, after 2009, in February 2009, after President Obama's inauguration, we were told that this was basically commandeered by Obama's intelligence operatives, James Clapper and John Brennan, and it was weaponized and used against the United States. Now, think of the hammer as, like I said, a giant supercomputer, racks of computers in a special secure computer room with cooling systems and, you know, a giant amount of computing power to be able to do this global surveillance. But the scorecard was a separate application that runs on it. So it's like a program, like Microsoft Word or maybe an app you have on your cell phone. So it's specifically tailored to monitor elections and to be able to actually go in and change votes. But that wasn't supposed to ever be used against an election in the United States. It was supposed to be used if there was, say, a communist regime trying to overthrow a democratic country somewhere around the world and interfere with elections that way. So it was really to protect freedom. But now it's being used against the Constitution and the American people.
So to stop, it was being used to stop the communists from taking over in other countries, and then the communists in the deep state diverted it to being used here in the U.S. to have a communist coup. Is that correct?
Yeah, they flipped everything upside down.
You guys write in one of your reports, you say, this was, again, being carried on our website at worldviewtimes.com. We also carry it at worldviewreport.com. By the way, worldviewreport.com, we launched that in June as the conservative alternative to the very now liberal Drudge Report. I hope you'll mark it as a favorite, worldviewreport.com. We put this up at worldviewreport.com this week when they wrote about it. And so, again, you'll find it there as well as on their website, which is theamericanreport.org. You wrote, today a gentleman called into, and this is a November 13th, 2020 article. Today a gentleman called into the Rush Limbaugh show and asked guest host Michael Knowles why Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Director Christopher Krebs is lying about hammer and scorecard, while highly respected U.S. Air Force General Thomas McInerney, three-star general retired, he was our guest last week as well as on radio now, and Super Attorney Sidney Powell have publicly and repeatedly expressed alarm about hammer and scorecard. Well, they went on to explain in their article, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, quote, there may be a reason why the CISA director, Chris Krebs, is denying the existence of the hammer and scorecard. Krebs worked closely with intelligence contractor Kevin P. O'Pry at Obstalin Analysis. O'Pry, listen now, folks, O'Pry hired and worked closely with U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General James Clapper. James Clapper. At DFI International. Clapper received, they report, a $50,000 exit bonus from DFI, then awarded O'Pry's DFI branch a contract with Clapper's Pentagon office that oversaw the hammer and scorecard. Mary and Allen go on to report, Clapper illegally commandeered the super surveillance system. The hammer and scorecard was one of the exploits that ran the hammer framework and that secretly stole elections. Clapper was previously caught lying to the Senate Intelligence Committee about unlawful U.S. government surveillance of Americans. So would you, oh, wait a minute, it gets better. You write that O'Pry and Travis have been executives at intelligence contracting firm DFI International, where O'Pry hired retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General James Clapper, as reported. Travis is currently CISA, they're in the Department of Homeland Security, Deputy Director, where he reports directly to the CISA Director, Christopher Krebs, and he may soon replace him. Wait a minute. You also report Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Chad Wolf is defying President Trump's order to terminate election cybersecurity official Christopher Krebs, multiple sources told the New York Post. So am I to understand that you guys are reporting that the director there at the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Office there at the Department of Homeland Security, a man by the name of Christopher Krebs, has been critical in saying that McInerney and these people are wrong to be reporting about the hammer, and yet you guys are telling us that Krebs has worked in the past with James Clapper. Is that what I'm gathering from your report?
Yes, absolutely. Now, what's important is that Krebs is out here out front saying hammer and scorecard are a hoax, and the mainstream media is running with that. All the fact-checking outfits are running with that. So that's the narrative they're laying out. But we did a deep dive to see exactly what the background of Mr. Krebs is, as well as his deputy director, Matt Travis. Now, it turns out these guys actually are kind of a package deal. They've been working together for a long time and have business ties. They've been in the same businesses in the intelligence contracting industry, okay? So these are big companies that actually work with Department of Homeland Security and other intelligence agencies. So here's kind of a rundown. You did a very good job of explaining how this works. So Christopher Krebs, who's head of the cyber agency for Homeland Security, he was at a company called Obsidian Analysis. Now, Obsidian Analysis was founded by Kevin O'Prey and by Matt Travis, who's basically Krebs' number two at the cyber agency at Homeland Security. Now, O'Prey and Matt Travis were previously at DFI International Government Services. So that's a big contractor. And O'Prey hired James Clapper to be chief operating officer of DFI. And so he was working with Clapper. And then when Clapper left, Clapper got a nice $50,000 bonus when he walked out the door. And that was, by the way, reported in the Los Angeles Times. And then once Clapper was in his new job at the Pentagon, which was he was Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. In other words, he was in charge of overseeing all of the Pentagon's intelligence programs. And of course, that would include Hammer and Scorecard. And once he was there, then he gave a contract to DFI, where O'Prey and Matt Travis had been working. And so it was sort of a circular handshake here, where everybody kind of was in on the action. They call this a revolving door between contractors and intelligence. And for a lot of people, that raised red flags. But with the situation going on right now, with Krebs out there saying the hammer and the scorecard doesn't exist, when in fact he's worked closely with O'Prey, and Travis has worked with O'Prey, who was working in Clapper's office at the Pentagon that had oversight of the hammer, that's a huge conflict of interest.
Absolutely.
So while they're working at the Pentagon, where they have oversight over the hammer, that's in 2007. When Obama comes in 2009, less than 2 weeks later, they illegally commandeered the hammer. They move it to a private, it's in Fort Washington, Maryland. They illegally commandeer a government surveillance tool, a foreign surveillance tool, and instead turn it on Americans.
Yeah. All right, Mary Fanning, Alan Jones, let's go to our next video clip.
It's really an insidious, corrupt system, and I can't tell you how livid I am with our government for not paying attention to complaints even brought by Democrats, Carolyn Maloney, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, over the last several years in written letters with expert reports and some documentation of how corrupt this software is, and nobody in our government has paid any attention to it, which makes me wonder how much the CIA has used it for its own benefit in different places, and why Gina Haspel is still there in the CIA is beyond my comprehension. She should be fired immediately.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, because apparently, guys, I'll go to you first, Barry. Apparently, Sidney Powell, the attorney for General Flynn, and now apparently an attorney for President Trump, apparently Sidney is avoiding, in this interview this morning on Fox News, using what she has used repeatedly, the phrase scorecard and hammer. Today, she refers to it simply as software. And now you say, well, Brandon, she's talking about software that's on these Dominion voting machines that we're about to get into. Well, wait a minute. If she's talking about software on the Dominion voting machines, why does she go on to talk about the software impacting other voting machines? And why does she say that the software has maybe been used by the CIA? How is the CIA using this software? So to me, correct me if you guys think I'm wrong, it's as though she stopped using the phrase hammer and scorecard because it's become kind of controversial and just replaced it with the software. Clearly she's separating the software from the Dominion voting machines. Am I wrong in that assumption, Mary?
Well, you have to keep in mind that she's been on Lou Dobbs multiple times and on Liz McDonald on Fox Business and has referred to the hammer and scorecard multiple times. Every time she's been on Maria, she uses generalities to describe it. And that may just be about something with Mira Bartiromo and her producer and who gets what kind of warnings.
Alan?
But she's certainly describing that.
So you think she's describing scorecard?
Yeah. So Dominion and this technology, it has a backdoor. Montgomery testified to that in the SCIF and in the 47 hard drives that was handed over. So they knew that this was dangerous technology to be using because they knew that it was already corrupted. And so Scorecard can actually enter any software program because the minute it hits the internet, it can be corrupted. Anything, be it Dominion, be it anything else. But even Dominion and its documents brags that it has a backdoor to access it, which is why Texas refused to use the system in that state.
And, of course, because it has that access, that's how the scorecard or hammer software could come onto it, correct?
That's right.
All right.
At the transfer points.
So you want to comment on anything, Alan?
Well, we're looking at really the problem with electronic voting is that these systems are not airtight. And so if they have to transmit information over the internet, they are vulnerable to being hacked by foreign states or by any sophisticated system. So I think the media has given the American public a false sense of security. And I think it's really reckless that you got Christopher Krebs up here saying everything's great, everything's fine, this is the best election we've ever had. It's really stunning when you look at all the vulnerabilities in the system and the incredible power of the hammer and scorecard.
All right, let's go to the next clip by Maria and Sidney Powell, just from this morning, brand new. Listen to this next clip.
And it's not just Dominion. There are other companies in the voting machine business in this country, too, that may very well and are likely using the same software. We've detected voting irregularities that are inexplicable and align with these problems in other states that think they have valid systems. But the people who bought the Dominion system for sure knew exactly what they were getting. It should never have been installed anywhere. And we are going to show the public exactly how rotten the entire state is.
All right, so she's talking about, again, this software, Dominion. Maybe we need to give a little rehearsal on what this is all about, this software, Dominion. Going over to a website, we've linked at worldviewreport.com. By the way, again, your conservative alternative to the Drudge Report, worldviewreport.com. We linked this up from Great Game India. They report in 2019, Dominion voting systems came under scrutiny for its suspicious operations and hidden ownership. Quote, the source of the nation's voting machines has become an urgent issue because of real fears that hackers, whether foreign or domestic, might tamper with mechanics of the voting system. That has led to calls for ES&S and its competitors, Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems and Austin, Texas-based Hart InterCivic, to reveal details about their ownership and the origins of the parts, some of which come from China, that make up their machines, end quote. Well, nothing to worry about there. I mean, China's providing some of the parts. Oh, my. The article goes on to say, top executives from the three major companies were grilled by both Democratic and Republican members of the U.S. House Committee on House Administration about the integrity of their systems. CEO of Dominion Voting Systems revealed that they rely heavily on Chinese parts because there is no alternative. The article continues, the Dominion Voting Systems is tied to the Clinton Global Initiative. That'd be the Clintons, folks, Bill and Hillary. The Clinton Global Initiative through the DeLon Project, according to the Clinton Foundation website. Quote, in 2014, Dominion Voting committed to providing emerging and post-conflict democracies with access to voting technology through its philanthropic support to the DeLon Project, as many emerging democracies suffer from post-electoral violence due to the delay in the publishing of election results, end quote. So there again, how comfortable do you feel about a voting system being used in the U.S. that's got parts from China but also works with the Clinton Global Initiative? The article over at Great India says further, in 2015, Washington Post reported that Dominion Voting Systems donated between $25,000 and $50,000 to the Clinton Foundation. There are also allegations that Dominion Voting Systems was involved in some sort of voter fraud because they had worked with persons connected to high-ranking Democrats such as Nancy Pelosi. So Dominion Voting Systems hired lobbyists to assist with the company's interaction with the U.S. Congress. They report, this website, that who was hired? A Nadeem Elshami, Nancy Pelosi's former chief of staff, and she was hired as one of those lobbyists as reported by Bloomberg. Mary, would you like to comment?
Yeah, so rather than going to only the fine, you know, all these many fine details, what people have to understand is that the Democrats were implementing a police state in America. Understand that Chris Krebs, who was the head of this agency that's now or is still and refuses to leave after he's been fired by the president, he used to be a policy advisor at the Department of Homeland Security from 2007 until 2009 for the secretary, Michael Chertoff. Michael Chertoff is the same man who, under the Patriot Act, he contracted with TSA to put the OSI systems, which are the full body scans at the airport, where all, you know, your children are all touched and put through body scans. And so he starts out working at the Department of Homeland Security from 2007 and 2009 for Chertoff. And then he's moving into this space where he's saying, oh, no, these hammer and scorecard where we steal the vote and where we spy on everyone, including Supreme Court justices, members of Congress, 156 Article III judges, one of whom is certainly one wonders if it's not Judge Emmett Sullivan, who came in as, you know, acting as judge, jury, and hammer, or excuse me, judge, jury, and hammer, I misspoke, but judge, jury, and prosecutor, which is pretty much the same as a hammer, yeah, against General Flynn. You know, this is a Democrat implementing a police state in America with all sorts of tools, you know, be it body scans, be it the hammer, be it scorecard, taking away the vote. This is a destruction of the U.S. Constitution. They're stealing America, they're stealing your freedom, and they're destroying the U.S. Constitution.
Going back to the article, days after it was revealed how 2020 U.S. elections were rigged by Canadian Crown agent Dominion Voting Systems through a so-called glitch, now Great Game India has found involvement of another dubious foreign company in the U.S. election meddling. The votes cast by Americans were counted by a bankrupt Spanish company, CIDL, in Spain. Like Dominion Voting Systems, CIDL has a long history of election fraud in various nations, including injecting backdoors into its election software. The issue has prompted experts to question why the sensitive job of counting votes was outsourced to a foreign company. How could a bankrupt Spanish company count American votes in Spain? Due to such widespread fraud, the chairman of the U.S. Federal Election Commission, Trey Traynor, believes the 2020 U.S. presidential elections are illegitimate. The article goes on to say, Great Game India has found that the vendors and not hackers may be behind the rigging. One of the vendors, a Denver-based Crown Company agent, Dominion Voting Systems, has a long history of allegations of election rigging and interference in elections of various nations, including census data theft in India and interference in U.S. elections of 2020. So, wow. So tell me about this company over in Spain that's counting the votes for America.
Imagine we haven't actually done it.
Go ahead, Alan.
Sorry, go ahead, please.
Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, we haven't done a deep dive yet into this labyrinth of foreign companies in the voting business. There are all these acquisitions going on, and so it's really shocking that we've gotten to the point where you do have foreign-owned companies that have been involved with U.S. elections. Now, exactly what has happened in the 2020 election, obviously, is being investigated right now. But what we do know is the potential for Scorecard to hack into any vulnerable system, and that would be anywhere in the world, because that was what it was designed to be able to do. So if any of these companies do have foreign operations, that's certainly within arm's reach of the system.
Would you like to comment, Mary?
Yeah, so what you need to understand is also that what Scorecard does is it simply mirrors the server, the Secretary of State server, and it puts their own information in. And it's very important to take note that, as Sydney told, that they had replicated blocks of stolen votes or fraudulent votes. And they had gotten so far over their skis that they couldn't even keep up with the massive landslide of Trump's election victory.
Let me go back to this article, another article, actually. I think this is also from Great Game India. It reports, according to intelligence sources, according to intelligence sources, U.S. military raided voting machine company Siddle servers in Germany for evidence of manipulation in 2020 U.S. elections. Now, this is what everybody's emailing and wanting to know about. The supposed raid over there in Germany grabbed these servers. People are wondering, was it a literal raid where they physically took possession of the servers, or a digital raid? Talking to one guy in the military intelligence arena today, he believes it would have to have been a physical raid and physical possession to keep those servers from being cleaned or wiped, kind of maybe like Hillary Clinton did, you say? So they think that was actually a real physical raid of those servers. Now, the question is, were they taken by the good guys in our military, or were they taken by guys trying to cover their tracks? I don't know. Do either of you know the answers to that?
We don't have confirmation on that. But understand that Hillary Clinton has been deep in the middle of all this. And as we first started breaking this stuff, as well as the port story, Clinton Global Initiative was, they had donations from the Middle East of $70 billion. And that's with a B, $70 billion. So what was she selling?
Yeah, what was she selling? The article goes on to say, according to Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas, there is, quote, compelling evidence, end quote, of vote switching in the 2020 presidential election compiled by the Spanish electronic voting machine company Seidel. Am I saying that right? Seidel, is that right, Mary?
Seidel. So that's connected to George Soros. And as we're talking about these voter systems, it's important to understand that on the whistleblower tapes, it told that these elections were stolen for Barack Obama and Joe Biden, which they knew about, on the Florida election computers in 2012.
And when you talk about these whistleblower tapes, maybe, Alan, remind people what those whistleblower tapes are.
Sure. So the whistleblower tapes were recordings that were made of several people that were familiar with the hammer. And in fact, that's the first time we ever heard the phrase the hammer. And as Mary mentioned, this was released. We still don't know the exact details of how or why it was released, but it did get out of a district court. G. Murray Snow's, this is federal district court. And once those tapes were out, we went through them, and that's where we heard the phrase the hammer. We also heard that Brendan and Clapper hacked all of America. We also heard the phrase that the hammer had wiretapped Donald Trump, quote, a zillion times.
And can you find these whistleblower tapes out online?
They're on our theamericanreport.org. So we have that. We have a whole series. I don't know, Alan, what do you think, 30 pieces? And that was the very first piece that we wrote. And on that, we have the links in a SoundCloud to listen to the whistleblower tapes. And at that time, after they destroyed our website and then it came back up again, Admiral Ace Lyons and General Thomas McInerney took our article to the airwaves, and they read it verbatim. And I will tell you that the very next day after that was exposed on the airwaves, you have to think about how important that is, a four-star admiral and a three-star general who's in charge of our nuclear weapons for the Pentagon coming public and telling about this illegal surveillance system with Brennan and Clapper spying on Donald Trump. You know, the very next day, FBI Director James Comey, he launched the Russia collusion investigation, another coup d'etat.
And also a big distraction against what the admiral, the four-star admiral and the three-star general had just released the day before about Hammer, correct?
Exactly correct. And then, in fact, General McInerney says he refers to it as tactical deception. This is a fighter pilot in the Air Force who flew incredible missions. And he understood, as did Admiral Ace Lines, he understood exactly what these guys were doing. And interestingly, 1 year later, when the IG report was dropped, we were able to put timelines together to show that Strzok and Page, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, were, in fact, listening, and they were texting then about Dennis Montgomery within minutes of General McInerney coming off the air. That's not your typical conversation for people to be talking about Dennis Montgomery on a Sunday night,
so
March 19th, 2017.
If all of this is a fraud, it's all a fake, it's something we shouldn't be talking about, then why are these people so worried? Why are they texting about it? Why are they talking about it? Why are they making a cover? Why are they giving Dennis, as you say, two immunity deals, letting him keep his surveillance, his security credentials? You know, if he's lying under oath to the FBI and he's being filmed and recorded, why is he not in jail? I mean, it doesn't all add up when people say, you know, this is bogus, you shouldn't talk about this, this guy's a fraud. It doesn't add up. Everything we laid out doesn't add up. If that's the case, why do we have to report these facts about Dennis and his immunity deals and keeping his security clearances, that he's not in jail, hasn't been prosecuted, and the lead counsel for the FBI, James Baker, is affirming aspects of him under oath to the Congress?
Well, as General McInerney says, the man is an American hero. And beyond that, you have to understand, going back to 2006 and 2007, FBI Director Robert Mueller raided his home, tied him to a tree, then went to court, and Magistrate Cook found that Robert Mueller had falsified search warrants, and she awarded, then Judge Proe weighed in on appeal and said, no, Montgomery is clear. He's telling the truth. The FBI was lying. They falsified search warrants, and Montgomery's to get back all of his material.
So if he's a fraud and lying and all that, why did that judge do that?
He's not a fraud and he's not lying.
Well, we're laying out the facts, folks. We're laying out the facts. That's all we can do. You guys write, not only did the American Report have multiple military sources confirm the existence of the foreign surveillance tool, the Hammer, but Admiral Lyons, that's a four-star admiral, he passed away last year, Admiral Lyons, has, as a longtime military insider, had the information of the Hammer confirmed separately to him through his own various military intelligence sources. You guys also write, William Binney and J. Kirk Weeb are well-known NSA whistleblowers. Binney and Russia, a Russia expert, spent over 30 years at the agency and retired in 2001 as technical director of world geopolitical and military analysis and reporting. Weeby retired in 2001 as a senior analyst. Both Binney, or Binney, how do you say his name? Binney?
It's William Binney. He's an American hero. They made a movie about him, The Good American.
Both Binney.
He was also raided. Binney was also raided, and they came into his home and put a gun to his head as he's stepping out of the shower.
Both Binney and Weeb came, or how do you say his name, Weeby?
Kirk Weeby.
Both these guys came forward and stated on the Operation Freedom program not only once, but on two separate occasions that they staked their reputations on Dennis Montgomery as a credible whistleblower. Let's quickly run back to another clip by Sidney Powell on Fox News just this morning.
They can stick a thumb drive in the machine or upload software to it, even from the internet. They can do it from Germany or Venezuela even. They can remote access anything. They can watch votes in real time. They can shift votes in real time. We've identified mathematically the exact algorithm they used and plan to use from the beginning to modify the votes in this case to make sure Biden won. That's why he said he didn't need your votes now. He would need you later. He was right. I mean, in his demented state, he had no filter, and he was speaking the truth more than once, including when he said he had the largest voter fraud organization ever. Well, it's massive election fraud. It's going to undo the entire election. And they can do anything they want with the votes. They can have the machines not read the signature. They can have the machines not read the down ballot. They can make the machines read and catalog only the Biden votes. It's like drag and drop whatever you want, wherever you want, upload votes.
Yeah.
In fact, we've got math in Michigan and Pennsylvania, I think it is, that all of a sudden hundreds of thousands of votes at a 67% ratio for Biden, 23% for Trump, were uploaded multiple times into the system.
Wow. Okay. So what really caught my attention there, guys, is that she's talking about algorithms. That, to me, again, sounds very similar to what you guys write in your report, where you say Scorecard uses a prismatic scoring algorithm that Montgomery created to achieve the desired results by those that control the hammer and Scorecard. Mary?
That's exactly correct. So that is, and as I said, it's the transfer points. It is a prismatic scoring algorithm. So she's speaking to the algorithm that steals the vote. And so you have to keep in mind what we're looking at. We're looking at the Democrats. They are not only stealing the election, they have a man with dementia who's telling, he doesn't even have the sense not to, you know, to tell that he's got this greatest voter fraud organization ever put together. These are some, it's really, this is a massive scheme, an illegal traitorous, treasonous scheme that they're stealing this country. And Joe Biden goes back to Council for a Livable World. He was put into office initially by a group connected to the Soviet Silvermaster spy ring. A group of communists put Joe Biden into office initially. And he has worked against this country assiduously. He has put every bit of effort into working with China, working with Russia, working against America, working against our jobs, working against our middle class, working against our manufacturer base. This is a man who doesn't work for America. Look at what he's talking about doing, just as he's talking about his kabuki theater as to who and what he's putting in place. It ought to scare the daylights out of everybody.
And we did a whole hour on Joe Biden and the Council for a Livable World and that communist front group tied to Al Gore Sr., and his wife, Al Gore Jr.'s parents, and how they recruited like a 29-year-old Biden to run for U.S. Senate in Delaware, how that system...
Armin Hammer.
Soviet agent Armin Hammer was connected to that. It's reported that Ronald Reagan, after he was inaugurated, Armin Hammer tried to put himself where he could shake Reagan's hand, and Reagan had already been pre-briefed as to who Armin Hammer was, and he rebuffed him and would not acknowledge him or certainly shake his hand. Well, we did a whole hour on Council for a Livable World several months ago from this news desk with Trevor Loudon. So again, folks, many of you, as you've been educated by what we've been doing, and I've been doing this for 30 years, radio for over 25 years, as you guys have followed us, we've been laying down the foundation as to who these people are. So a lot of you recognize Council for a Livable World as something we've already educated you about. I want to have maybe you, Alan, or, well, Mary, whichever one knows, is this company in any way, the voting machine company, tied to George Soros as well as Bill Gates?
Okay, well, what I can confirm is that there is a connection between the Clinton Foundation and Dominion, because Dominion has put out basically a non-denial. So they have this information page at their website, dominionvoting.com, in which they say that Dominion is a nonpartisan U.S. company. But then they go on to say, as reported by the Associated Press, Dominion made a one-time philanthropic commitment to the Clinton Global Initiative meeting in 2014. But the Clinton Foundation has no stake or involvement in Dominion's operations. So in other words, they're saying, you know, we just want to be helpful and help people around the world. That's why we donated to the Clinton Foundation, but there's nothing to it, so move along.
Do you want to comment?
But beyond that, keep in mind that Montgomery not only hand over the hard drives that contained the information regarding Dominion, and that had it been hacked and that the hammer had access to that voting system, but he testified under oath while being videotaped for at the FBI field office. So they knew, and the FBI had the information that Dominion had been corrupted.
So, guys, tell. Well, let me just mention why these whistleblower tapes were produced. Someone recorded Dennis Montgomery, the guy that reportedly created the hammer and scorecard in 2003 to keep America safe, to stop communists from stealing elections overseas. And then Obama and his team reportedly come in, and Clapper and Brennan, and turn this against the American people within 2 weeks of being sworn in. So this guy, Dennis Montgomery, he's really worried about this. And you guys wrote that he even sent a fax. He sent a fax to the fax machine of President Obama and Vice President Biden. I mean, this guy's got some guts. Is that not what you guys reported? And he basically put them on notice. He knew what they were doing and how this was being used by Obama's people.
We show images in different papers of those faxes. We have the images published showing that he faxed these directly in to the Obama White House. So that's very important.
You also write...
They knew.
So then they apparently at some point try to set this guy up, and you report that the whistleblower tapes would not exist if a certain individual, we won't have time to get into a lot tonight, Zulo, had not been illegally recording Dennis Montgomery and Montgomery's former business partner, Tim Blixeth, in an operation that Montgomery believes was an attempt to entrap Montgomery in a violation of the state secrets privilege and government protective order that had been evoked upon him and that would have landed Montgomery in prison for life on charges of treason in violation of the Espionage Act. So am I to understand that you guys are reporting that the whole reason you have these whistleblower tapes is because somebody was trying to set this guy up?
Yeah, he did not know he was being recorded. And so it's important to understand that Zulo not only recorded him, unbeknownst to him, but also Tim Blixeth, who had been a partner, really more his wife, owned the system. It had been known as Blixware at that point in time. And then what did they do? They bought three people in who claimed that Tim Blixeth owed them money, and they put him into bankruptcy against his will. Against his will, and he was put in prison for a year, a billionaire that had just built the Yellowstone Club, and they ruined him, destroyed him. And then in Montgomery, they, instead of then putting him in prison, they then brought him to the Department of Justice and the FBI, and in an immunity agreement, handed all the evidence over. Because understand something, it was, not only had he provided all that information, but he also... you know, had reported how Robert Mueller had provided the computers for this and then was working with the CIA, who holds, again, no charter to spy on Americans. So you basically had the Democrats who were taking over America. And you have to keep in mind that John Brennan was, you know, supporting Gus Hall for president. Both his father and his grandfather were IRA, which is was in fact being run by the Soviets.
And by the way, Gus Hall ran for president on the Communist Party side, was a major Communist Party USA leader in the 70s and 80s out of Minnesota. Before we run out of time, guys, I don't want you to obviously divulge anything you're not supposed to. But, you know, all week and last week, we were calling on people to call the White House, ask the White House to bring in Dennis Montgomery, give him the protection he needs, the tools he needs, the resources he needs, the team he needs to evaluate, because supposedly in you guys are reporting in this software he wrote is a trap door. They'll find out who accessed what and what they accessed. Do we have any reason to believe that the White House is now in communication, or any of the legal representatives of the president are in communication with Dennis Montgomery, or can you say?
The president has his attorneys, and I'm assuming that they're managing the case properly.
So let me ask you, Alan, and then Mary, in the closing minutes, what do you think is going to happen? There's a lot of talk about this person's vote, you know, this person being dead and voting and this person not being dead and all kinds of little bitty stories. I don't know why they're wasting their time trotting out all these little stories. This is the big story. These are the big stories. Do you believe obviously she said it today. Sidney Powell said, look, I don't make claims I can't back up. She says that the Biden transition team will eventually be abolished because he's not going to become president. So how confident are you, first, Mary, that Biden will not be president?
I'm confident. I'm very confident.
And why?
Because there's massive corruption. Even Joe Biden came out in his state of dementia and told that he had the greatest fraud organization put into place. You know, this is, you understand that what they were implementing was a communist America, a Soviet America. But just as Stalin famously stated, I consider it completely unimportant who the party will vote or how. But what is extraordinarily important is this: who will count the votes and how.
But do you believe that they will have the computer forensics they need to prove this in court?
Sidney Powell doesn't say things that she can't back up. Count on it.
Alan, same question goes to you in regards to how you think this is all going to end.
I have a lot of confidence in Sidney Powell because of the way she's handled General Michael Flynn's case. And I'm confident that they are going to do everything within their powers to bring in the right information and present it in a legal format in court, and that it's going to go where it needs to go.
Well, you guys wrote the book. It came out in August. The Hammer is the Key to the Coup. It's available on Amazon. I urge all of you to get a copy and read it. It's available on Kindle. The Hammer is the Key to the Coup. Their website is theamericanreport.org, theamericanreport.org. We have been linking and carrying their articles on our website at worldviewtimes.com. You'll find a bunch of them there, worldviewtimes.com. And, of course, we link them in our daily news source at worldviewreport.com, the conservative worldview alternative to Drudge Report. We've been linking them there and putting all the new information there at worldviewreport.com. In closing, question last for each of you. How vital has the radio shows we've been doing and the TV shows we've been, have they played a role? Have they been important in getting out the information, or are we just whistling through the graveyard?
No, this has been very important because people are getting all sorts of people coming forward and saying, making threats, and as General McInerney says, well, you know you're over the target.
We're over the target, and General McInerney was going to try to join us, but he had another interview to do, but I'm sure we'll be getting him with an update on radio later this week. Three-star general, retired General McInerney. Again, Alan Jones and Mary Fanning, authors of the book, The Hammer is the Key to the Coup. Guys, thank you for being with us and all your reporting over at theamericanreport.org.
You're welcome. Thank you. We appreciate the time you're putting into this, Brannon.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, now we're going to conclude. But, folks, remember, we're seeing record traffic, record hits, record streams. Our streaming is free to you, but not to us. We have to pay for all that. So we need your assistance. Would you please go right now and make a tax-deductible contribution to help keep growing our ability to give away programming like this, as well as what we record and then put online at WVWTV.com. Again, we give it away for free. Just because it's free to you doesn't mean it's free to us. We have thousands of dollars a month in streaming and storage to give away this programming. Last year, we exceeded our streaming bill, or this year, actually, the middle of October, by $8,000 and had to go to a new contract from $2,000 to $2,400 a month, not counting our storage bill, which is an additional $1,000. So right there is $3,400 a month, not counting all our other bills. So it's vital that we hear from you. If you're looking for a conservative alternative to the liberal media, including Fox News, folks, we are producing cutting-edge radio and TV. We've been doing this since we launched this media division in June of 2006. We've grown and we're growing. And our media streaming bill is proof of that. So we need your tax-deductible support if you appreciate what we're doing and the questions that we're asking of key people and researchers like Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, who broke this story in December of 2015. So go right now, would you? WVWFoundation.com and make a tax-deductible contribution. You'll find our mailing address there as well as our phone number if you prefer to give in that manner. Again, WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVWFoundation.com. We'll also be covering this week on radio again a couple of times, I'm sure, with new information coming out. If you're not a member of our text alert list to be notified when we go live and receive a link to listen or watch, you need to text WVW to 88202. Again, simply text WVW to 88202. And then remember, if you don't have one of the 53 stations in your market that carries us live each day, you can always listen live at 1 p.m. Central Time at worldviewradio.com/live. That's worldviewradio.com/live. 1 p.m. Central Time, 1 to 2, Monday through Friday. Again, if you have one of the stations in your market, VCY America, listen there. If not, worldviewradio.com/live. I want to thank my wife for producing tonight's show, Mary and Alan for being my guest. And again, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. Take care.